Planet Solence, Season 1. Episode 15, The Civil Panel. Suleiman summons Amar, for his presence, at the Civil Council's chamber. Albert accompanies Amar, to meet the Civil Panel. The chamber is wide, with an appearance, as that of a professional office, with souls working as employees. Suleiman welcomes them, at the reception, for the discussion.
So, Amar, are you ready to meet the civil panel?
What do I need to do?
Nothing, just listen to them and answer what they ask.
What will they ask?
Nothing serious. Just formalities to know you and your intentions.
So, when do we meet them?
They should summon us in some time.
So, what is this civil panel?
The Civil Council is a consortium formed by the caretakers and defenders of the various civilizations on planet Sulance. Every civilization has its own civil panel.
So, who are the ones from Dweller Civilization in its civil panel?
We shall meet them soon.
The attendant at the reception informs Suleiman that Amar has been summoned by the council. They are escorted by an official to a room where he encounters some known faces on the chair of council members. He was pleased to see Mahesh, Dakshini, and Tina among the members.
Welcome, Amar. So, how are you feeling?
I was not sure as to whom I would be meeting. I was a bit anxious and excited too. I feel great to see known faces here on the chair.
So, let me introduce you to the panel. You already know Tina and Dakshini. The other members are Frederick, the surveyor from the Civil Council, Sonia, Frederick's assistant, and Tanya, the land registrar. Dakshini and Tina are the defenders and caretakers of Dweller Civilization. I am the chief advisor for the entire Civil Council.
Amar greets them all, who in return smile back.
So Amar, how have you been doing on planet Solance? We would like to hear your perception and experiences.
I had never even dreamt during my life on Earth about such a peaceful and harmonious place. I feel extremely lucky to have been brought here. I have found great and trustworthy friends with whom I have formed a great bond.
Great to hear that. Sonia, can you share with Amar the findings of the panel about his proposed land?
Sure, Frederick. Amar, as per the survey that we carried out in the Dweller Civilization, it seems that the suitable place for you to reside is the Green Field. Didn't Suleiman show you that place?
Yeah, he did show that to me.
Then, why don't you want to settle there? It's inhabited by those of your type. Besides, the panel has already cleared that land. You wouldn't have needed to waste time by coming here had you selected that place.
I agree. But that place was too far from Albert and Tina's residence.
What?
Excuse us, Amar. But the excuse that you are giving made us laugh.
Yeah. I can understand. You must be wondering whether I am not aware of the fact that souls shouldn't complain about distances, as they can travel like a breeze.
Even after that, you expect us to clear the land for you when you can settle down in an undisputed place?
Pardon me for that. But even when distance shouldn't matter, I am not yet comfortable to settle down in Greenfield. I have my own preferences.
So, you expect us to follow your preferences and provide you with whatever piece of land you demand?
Amar feels a bit embarrassed and also dejected. He lowers his face. Albert observes this and signals Tina.
Relax, Amar. Tanya didn't intend to humiliate you. The panel has been overstressed by the growing population and demands of land that you already are aware of.
Mahesh, who was observing the matter, intervenes.
I don't feel that Amar is over demanding. His decision of selecting the land near the power pod is precisely the need of our
power pod? Now what is that? I didn't see anything such as that around there.
The power pod isn't directly visible. It's a tower buried underground. It's the border defense unit. There are many such power pods surrounding the borders of every civilization. The power pods prevent intruders from infiltrating the civilizations. As soon as the danger is sensed, it emerges from the land and attacks the intruding danger.
So, it means that it's similar to some guard tower?
Precisely. It is a guard tower equipped with lethal weapons and armors. As soon as the danger is sensed, all the towers emerge and connect each other with high-intensity energy beams, forming an impenetrable wall.
Followed by firing of projectiles all over outside the gates to scatter the hostile army and break their formation.
Sounds like a well-planned strategy.
So, what do you suggest, Mahesh?
I advise the panel to clear the land for Amar so that he could soon build his residence and settle down.
Surely, I shall mark the land for clearance so that Tanya can register it against Amar's frequency.
Tanya fires a yellow beam at Amar that engulfs him in capsule of light. The scanning rays run top to bottom over the capsule and disappear along with the capsule.
Congratulations, Amar. The land is all yours. Now you can build your home sweet home on the land of your choice.
Amar thanks the panel and leaves for home, filled with joy and contentment.